Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, musicians, entertainers and stage crew, they're facing into a mortgage and loan crisis as the ban on live shows reaches a year in lockdown. Now, Dave Brown, who is founding member of the band Picture House and a wedding band musician as well, he's called for increased government support for musicians and he joins me. Now, good morning to Dave.
Morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed and thanks for coming on with us. Good to talk to you. It's been said by the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland, Dave, of which I know you are part, that workers in the industry, they're at greater risk of losing their businesses and homes unless systematic payment breaks are reactivated. Will you fatten that out for me and tell me what and how bad are things for the industry?
Well, the thing is, Fran, I mean, basically, that what that's saying there is when the lockdown initially started, there was a European-wide payments break system basically put in place, and everybody got moratorium on their mortgages because...
It's from the banks, obviously, yeah.
From the banks, yeah. And that moratorium came to an end, basically, but the lockdown didn't. So whereas people still found themselves having no income or access to any kind of funding outside of the PUP, the mortgages were reinstated. Now, the banks would claim that they're dealing with these things on a case-by-case basis, but the worry for musicians and a lot of people is that the banks, it does affect your credit rating because you'll still be seen as a distressed mortgage at that point. I mean, even for example, Fran, if you're an Ulster Bank customer now and you're facing that the bank are going to sell off their mortgages, and if your one happens to be one of the unperforming ones, you know, it could end up in
God knows where. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a worry. It's a big worry. I mean, basically what we're calling for at the moment, Fran, with the department, we're in ongoing negotiations with them. And I'm part of the Wedding Band Association as well. We're talking to them because there are no business supports for you know, a wedding band is primarily a business. You know, and that's the bottom line. As much as we enjoy what we do and we enjoy playing and making our couples happy and providing a great service, it is a business. And to have that business removed and basically replaced with the pub payment, which everybody welcomes, and you know there are other countries where that doesn't happen, so you know hats off to that. But it's not a replacement in lieu of your entire business.
Because there's ongoing payments, I guess, that you have to
fixed costs. Yeah. All the time. Yeah, there's a list as long as your arm, Fran. Anybody out there who runs any kind of business, even a sole trader, anybody who works knows that even your car payments, your insurance, you know, running the office, ongoing advertisement costs, basically everything that's involved in keeping a business, you know, even ticking over. Now, most other sectors have received some kind of support to maintain, you know, a viability until the return to business, whereas we in the entertainment business haven't.
I think part of it, Dave, is that musicians are seen as individuals and not recognised that when they're part of a band, that is a small business.
Well, there is that, Fran, definitely. But, you know, your typical band would have a proprietor or a partnership or one or two members of the band would actually run the band and are responsible for the ongoing costs of the band. And whereas they would be, responsible is the word for the wages of the band. In other words, you know, we are the reason why there are so many gigs in the diary. And the musicians will be hired, on their own basis to come in and play. And, you know, that's basically what happens there. So what we're calling for is that the proprietary end of it, like of the businesses, need to be supported, as well as the musicians. You know, the musicians themselves are struggling across the board and facing a variety and tsunami of things that are proving to be disastrous. But equally, worse than that for the business owners, part of it is that the fixed costs are still coming out every month.
And give us a clue what they are. I mean, I presume, what is it? Insurance, transport, all of those things. Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm sure your listeners will be aware, Fran, as yourself. If we let our insurance policies, public liability, for example, or van insurance, like that, lapse, you know, if I went to renew that again tomorrow, the chances are it would be you know, four or five times dearer than it is now. It's just the nature of that insurance business.
Right. So even though your gear and your vans are parked, you're saying that you still have these ongoing costs?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They have to still remain insured, as does the gear, as does your public liability. You know, all your online costs. And we are dealing with couples and moving of weddings, you know, tirelessly since this happened, because, you know, everybody's moving their weddings and postponing them. And weddings are primarily, you know, a couple of months out. That's the way they work. There's everything from van finance, equipment loans, overdraft, vehicle maintenance, van insurance, public liability, employee insurance, accountancy fees. There's taxes. Don't forget, we're still being taxed. There's office costs, obviously the phone, the internet, all of that. And the advertising, which makes us different, really, we have to advertise in wedding bands. And the fact that we, you know, we take deposits, that would make us different. We are slightly different as a business entity than we would be as singular musicians.
And do you think, is there a total lack of understanding of the industry, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I know that firsthand, because I think in most other industries, if you talk to somebody that has 30 years experience in being in that industry, you would just assume that they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Whereas with us, there is still very much the go get a real job mentality. And it's very unfortunate, it's disingenuous, and it's verging on insulting, really, to be honest with you, Fran. And even though you can sit down and you can say, look, it's very simple, you know, revenue, know what our costs are, revenue, know what, how much tax we pay, that we're tax compliant running businesses. Just because we happen to be musicians, it's baffling why this cannot be understood.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He's a promoter and indeed a songwriter as well. But he was telling me that, you know, he has applied to for arts funding, for example, on numerous occasions, and you know, very well put together proposals and all of that, turned down every single time on this, because you don't fit into that other group of the so-called arts either.
Well, there you go, Fran. I mean, and you said it there. And anybody with half a brain knows exactly what's going on there. There is no other, you know, reasonable explanation that can be arrived at other than you're not in the club. I mean, myself, I've been turned down for Arts Council grants on the basis of my track record. And, you know, we've had...
But you've had an amazing track record as a songwriter and as a performer.
Well, I just sent him back an email with just on one time with a letter from Michael Dee, the president of the country, thanking me for my 21-year service to the industry in Ireland. So that's what I mean. So, and obviously somebody just read that. I just get the box ticked and they haven't really looked into the merits of... Now, look, that's not me coming onto your show, Fran, whining about my own problems with the... But I understand what you're saying, and basically the validity of the question is that we don't fall into that arts grant criteria. So when people tend to hear, oh, 120 million given to the Arts Council... much as nobody, you know, has a problem with artists, you know, getting funding from the Arts Council, but it doesn't trickle down to us. It doesn't relate to the working band business in the street. That's just not the same thing.
Have you thought about that and wondered why that is the case?
Well, it's never really been as in our face as it is now. And, I mean, even to quote Panty Bliss there, I don't know if you saw that interview.
I did, yeah.
And just, you know, just saying that he never thought that the industry would be, the entertainment and arts would be as disposable as they've proved to be.
Yeah, I found that the most profound comment. You know, disposable, like, and that's what, and still, as you know, everybody will run to the likes of Dave Brown and everybody else who's a musician when they need somebody for a charitable event or for
absolutely. And as soon as Biden comes over, we'll all be wheeled out, and apparently greater a crackhog is killed. And we're not. Again, it's just easy to label us as whinging musicians, but like as you said in your intro there, Fran, a lot of us haven't worked a day since last March. And, you know, all we are asking for is the same comparable supports as that have been given. Now, the funding's already in place, Fran. This isn't even extra budgetary strain on taxpayers' money.
Yes.
It's there already. It's just, it seems to be a very painful process to explain to the department the difference between a working musician and a business. And there is enough funding there to look after everybody. So it's not a quite a case of, oh, you know, the wedding band businesses get funding so other artists don't. It's not that case at all. In fact, it's blatantly clear that there's enough money allocated to look after everybody. And the way we see it is, Fran, that if we as proprietors of businesses don't have viable businesses to come back to, well, then all the musicians that depend on us for a living won't have that option when we get when all this is over, because our businesses will have folded by then.
And funnily enough, do you know what I find particularly sad is I look at, Dundeel or, you know, these other sites as well. The amount of gear that's for sale is...
Well, that's the thing, you know. It's you know, you can see people putting up posts of, oh, I had to say goodbye to my baby today, and guitars they've had since their teens, and they've started... I mean, it's literally, if you think about it, Fran, it's not a very hard equation to work out. If somebody's on and lucky enough to be on the top tier of the PUP, which is 350 a week, and you have rent or a mortgage of, and let's say I'm being modest here, of 1500, well, everybody can do the maths there. You know, it doesn't add up. And musicians across the country and entertainers and everybody else that works in the industry are finding themselves getting squeezed, you know, out of existence. It's nobody's fault. Nobody planned this. But it just baffles me why available funding... Now, don't get me wrong, the department are in talks with us. We are engaging with them. It's not like they've run away. But it's just very, very hard. I need to keep pressing the point that it's about the recognition of viable businesses that is the problem here.
But all the more so then, Dave, when you think that, okay, you talk about an opening up of an economy, but even still, it'll be further down the line that bands will be active again.
Well, there's two things you have to look at there, Fran, is that even when we were at 4 cases a day, we were still under restrictions.
Yeah.
So it's just such an unknown quantity. I mean, look, hopefully with the vaccine coming in now, we didn't have that at the time, which we do now. But our, again, as I mentioned to you earlier on, Fran, our biggest concern with that is that when weddings move, they move by 6 month blocks, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so, I know. Yeah.
So if they were to announce in the morning, Fran, that it's over and it's gone away, it would still be months and months and months and end before we get back to...
Right. It's not a case that the following weekend you pack the van, you head off to the gig. It's not like
exactly
that.
Exactly. What gig?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. And equally, a lot of people depend on, you know, and as... I mean, I'll just say it out straight. There's a lot of the industry depends on the entertainers, you know, no play, no pay, as they say.
Yeah.
If there's no band or no act working, then that affects every... that trickles down to every other person that works in that industry, every lighting guy, sound guy. You know, it's across the board, Fran. And it's very, very worrying at the moment. And we just, as I say, and I keep harping on about it, but we just need to have the businesses supported in a comparable fashion to other sectors.
I know what it's like not to be able to play, and I know the effect it has on my mental health, to be honest with you, Dave. But are you finding that in the industry now?
It's horrendous, Fran. You know, I mean, I said in another interview there recently, yesterday I think it was, I don't know any of my colleagues or friends in the business that aren't broken. And I don't mean broken financially, even though that is the case too, but you can just... the spirits are absolutely shattered. And even if it was to go back to full time tomorrow, there's a lot of people, and I know you have a lot of listeners out there in the same situation, that it'll take a long time for these scars to heal. You know, it really is. And especially, as Panty said, when you have the impression that you are worthless because you really, really don't matter in the great scheme of things. And I think that's all, because I don't think that is how the Irish public or the government or anybody else that lives here genuinely feel that way. I don't think they do.
I hope you're writing, Dave. Are you? Are you still writing? Or?
I am, yeah. That's one blessing I have, Fran. It is an outlet I have. I have a studio, lucky enough to have one here in my home, so I can write. But at the same time with that, I mean, you know, it's again, I'm sure most of your listeners will understand this at one point or another. The motivation levels are very hard to, you know, like this morning when you wake up and you look out and the wind is blowing the roof off your house,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you know, and you can't leave and you can't see your family and friends. It's just very hard to be motivated to do anything. So it's, there is a lot of that, and you know, the mental health issues are widespread and not just unique to me or to artists or to singers or musicians for that matter, but I feel it's across the board. I'm sure you can feel it yourself, Fran. It's a long time.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely indeed. Dave, really good to talk to you today, and I hope we'll see you on stage very soon. Thanks, Dave.
You too, Fran. Thanks very much. Good morning.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's Dave Brown there. Dave is a fantastic singer-songwriter, former member of, founding member indeed of Picture House Superband as well. All right. Funny enough, I'm just out of the corner of my eye, I saw this text come in. It says, Fran, I know chances are you'll completely disagree with me, but I find it very hard to have sympathy with all these musicians crying wolf for the last 12 months. The money they've been charging for years is an absolute disgrace. Wedding bands especially are a complete rip-off. I've worked in the hospitality industry for a long time and seen myself how certain bands can play in a pub for a certain figure. But when a wedding is mentioned, they can up their prices 3 or 4 times what they charge. Sorry, Fran, but no way will I have sympathy for 90% of them, it says here. So there you go. But I suppose, you know, with wedding bands, as Dave said there, it's like a small business, you know, and they're not playing 7 nights a week. They're probably playing 3 or 4 nights a week, and they have to pay everybody in the band. And there's an awful lot. There's an awful lot of expenses that, you know, if you go along to a gig, that you don't see. I mean, the cost of gear, God knows, absolutely huge. The cost of insurance for bands, absolutely mega. Running vans and... Anyway, 1800 938 007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.